But long term, the goal is to, of course, have massive coverage of the planet, have airplanes flying at high altitude, dumping millions of tons of calcium carbonate or sulfur dioxide in other cases. That's called stratospheric aerosol injection. If they use calcium carbonate, it contains lead. They're going to dump this into the atmosphere all over the planet with the goal of blocking the sun, shutting down photosynthesis, killing off food crops, causing mass starvation, and killing off 6 billion people. So Bill Gates is trying to dump toxic lead on all the crops of the world and block the sunlight and alter the pH of the soils in order to collapse the global food supply as a form of depopulation. Bill Gates is working to become, I don't know, the most horrific genocidal maniac in history, responsible for killing 1,000 times more people than Adolf Hitler killed in the Holocaust. That's what's happening right now. I'm going to cover that. I thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, lab science director. I'm going to talk about some lab science here today. I run CWC Labs. We're an ISO-accredited laboratory. We're 17025 accredited. We run multiple mass spec instruments, ICP-MS, triple quad mass spec, LC-MS, single quad and triple quad time of flight systems. We've got, I think, 5 different mass spec instruments at the moment. And one of the things that we've done with those mass spec instruments over the years is that we've tested a lot of dietary supplements. And interestingly, one of those that I tested is calcium carbonate. Now, calcium carbonate is what Bill Gates is wanting to release into the atmosphere to block the sun, which they hope will halt, quote, global warming, which isn't even an issue in reality anyway. They want to block the sun because, of course, these leftists, these globalists, they hate sunlight. Now think about it. They hate light. They hate life. They hate babies being born alive. This is why they all promote infanticide, abortion. They hate light and life and liberty. They want to enslave humanity. They want to block the sun, which would shut off photosynthesis, which would collapse the global food webs, cause mass starvation and a mass die-off, which is exactly what Bill Gates is trying to accomplish. Bill Gates is, you know, he's one of the top globalists, and he has long promoted the idea of drastically reducing the human population. Even in a TED talk, he presented a formula that talked about how to reduce human population drastically by making sure that one or more of the variables in his formula reached zero. He wants to eliminate humans. He shares the belief, along with many other globalists, that humans are the greatest threat to the planet, and that these so-called useless eaters, as they're called by these globalists, useless eaters, they say need to be eliminated. And in order to do that, they have to block the sun. And in order to block the sun, they have to create this mythology of climate crisis. And they have to tell you the sun is bad. You know, sunlight is bad. Photosynthesis is bad. Carbon dioxide is bad, they say. Because they have to shut down the very basis of life on planet Earth, which is photosynthesis. Food crops, you know, the production of oxygen in the atmosphere comes from plants, all a result of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis needs carbon dioxide and sunlight and water in order to function. That's basic botany science, right? So what does all this have to do with heavy metals and mass spec analysis? Well, I've analyzed multiple calcium carbonate products in the lab via ICP-MS, and they're all contaminated with high levels of lead. All of them. I've never seen a calcium carbonate that was lead-free. In fact, most samples of calcium carbonate, even dietary supplement grade, have between 2 and 10 parts per million lead, which is 2,000 to 10,000 parts per billion, of course. The average might be around 4 or 5, just based on what I've seen so far. So when Bill Gates is funding this program, which will be run by Harvard scientists, to dump calcium carbonate into the atmosphere, what they're actually doing is dumping lead into the atmosphere and letting this lead fall down all over the world and contaminate the food crops. Now, lead lowers IQs. So lead is, you could say, it's a heavy metal to accomplish the continued acceleration of the mass dumbing down of the population. If you can make people eat lead all over the world, by dumping lead on their crops and cutting off photosynthesis, causing mass starvation, then I guess you're a good globalist because, you know, mission accomplished for people like you or like Bill Gates. That's what they want to do. So his experiment is called the Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment, or SCOPEX. SCOPEX. And this is being done right now. I mean, it's in process of being launched. And right now it's a pilot program to launch a few million dollars worth of calcium carbonate into the atmosphere and to see what happens, you know, to measure how much sunlight can they block, you know, how much does it cost, how many airplanes do they have to fly. But long term, the goal is to, of course, have massive coverage of the planet, have airplanes flying at high altitude, dumping millions of tons of calcium carbonate or sulfur dioxide in other cases. That's called stratospheric aerosol injection. If they use calcium carbonate, it contains lead. They're going to dump this into the atmosphere all over the planet with the goal of blocking the sun, shutting down photosynthesis, killing off food crops, causing mass starvation, and killing off 6 billion people. And remember, the Holocaust under Adolf Hitler killed about 6 million Jews. And that was a horrific chapter of human history. 6 million people slaughtered. What, because they weren't the right race? I mean, that was genocide. Bill Gates wants to be like the genocidal gold medal winner with 1,000 times more genocide. He wants to kill off 6 billion people. That's 1,000 times more. We're talking about a planetary scale mass genocide agenda being openly pursued right out in public. Now, this is public news. This isn't some secret document from the CIA. I'm reading to you from bigleaguepolitics.com right now, and it's openly talked about. In fact, the left-wing media celebrates this, and they say, yeah, it's an awesome idea. Block the sun. There's too much sunlight, they say. There's too much photosynthesis. There's too much carbon dioxide. The planet is too warm and too lush. There's too much rainfall. You know, what the left wants is a frozen, dead ice planet. They want more ice. They keep talking about ice is good. The glaciers should have more ice. Liquid water is bad, they say. Well, I don't know if you've ever been to glaciers on the ice caps, but there are no rainforests there, by the way. It's dead. Nothing lives in ice. Nothing lives. I mean, things can hibernate in ice, certain, you know, extremophiles, but, you know, bacteria, but nothing lives in ice. You can't grow food in ice. You have to have liquid water. And that's what the left hates. They despise liquid water. They think oceans are bad. They think that when there's more ocean, when the water is rising, they think that's bad. They openly talk about it. Oh my God, the water is rising. We have to stop it. We have to freeze all the water and lower the oceans and have less ocean. That's insane. And they talk about sequestering carbon dioxide. Oh, we want less carbon dioxide. Well, carbon dioxide is what powers photosynthesis. It's the basis of the food web for the entire planet. Without carbon dioxide, we all die, by the way. And all the animals die, and all the plants die, and all the insects die. I mean, those of you who think you're an environmentalist and you're an enemy of carbon, you're an idiot. Carbon dioxide is the basis of all life. We are carbon-based life forms, in case you've never heard that term. Carbon-based life. We are made of carbon. So if you hate carbon, you hate yourself. Which is probably why so many of these libtards are, you know, leaping off tall buildings and committing suicide. They hate themselves. Oh my God, I'm a carbon-based life form. So that they're at war with themselves. That's how insane they are. But Bill Gates is at war with all of humanity. He just wants to murder off a bunch of people. But think about the fact that the climate change lunatics, they hate a warm, lush planet. If you go back 65 million years ago, when the dinosaurs roamed the Earth, okay, according to mainstream science, the world then had much higher levels of carbon dioxide. The world was more lush, more green. There were rainforests everywhere. Far fewer deserts compared to today. Dinosaurs roamed, you know, modern-day Utah and Arizona and Nevada. Why do you think you find dinosaur bones there, people? Because the dinosaurs were there, okay? It's basic logic. The dinosaurs can't live in a desert. They had to have all this foliage. They had to have lush ecosystems. And those existed in Utah, Nevada, and Arizona, and New Mexico, and all these places where you find dinosaur bones, and Eastern California, and so on. Because the entire climate was more lush, more wet, more warm, and had higher CO2, and the oceans were higher. That is a planet full of lush life. Because you have sunlight, you have liquid water, you have carbon dioxide, you have rainforest, you have all this diverse life. That is what leftists hate. They hate rainforests. They hate green plants. They hate chlorophyll. They hate carbon dioxide. They hate liquid water. They want Earth to be turned into, you know, the frozen ice planet Hoth from The Empire Strikes Back. Just a frozen ice ball that's totally dead. That's what leftists want. And in order to accomplish that, people like Bill Gates are going to give money to these mad scientists at Harvard who are going to dim the sun. They're going to dim the sun on purpose to block photosynthesis. Now, if you go back into history, and I don't know what year this was, but it was in the 19th century. There were 2 years when there was basically almost, very little sunlight around the world because a massive volcano had gone off and it had spewed all this particulate matter into the atmosphere, which dimmed the sun. And for these 2 years, food crops failed all over Europe. It's in recorded history. Again, you can look this up. It's easy to find the year and which volcano erupted and all that. And food crops failed all over the world. People starved to death. Well, now Bill Gates is trying to recreate that, you see? They're trying to recreate a volcanic eruption. They're trying to create a man-made natural disaster to put all this pollution into the atmosphere to dim the sun so that food crops fail. This is their plan. And they're not insane. They're just evil. Actually, some of them are satanic, but that gets into the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. But understand that you, as a human being living on planet Earth, you have been slated for extermination or targeted for termination. You are not part of the plans that the globalists have for the future of this planet. It's a simple fact. They don't want you here. And they need to kill you off. And in order to do that, they have to block the sun. And they have to collapse the food supply. And they want a frozen dead Earth for a temporary period of time while the masses are killed off. They also want civil war, by the way, and they want economic collapse, which is what the media is pushing now. So they have multiple vectors. They want to have psychiatric drugs of all the people. They want to kill you with, you know, toxic food, toxic vaccines, toxic medicine. In multiple ways they're trying to kill off everybody. But the big kahuna of all this genocide is to block the sun. And that's Bill Gates. He's like Adolf Hitler times 1,000. He wants to go down in history as the greatest genocidal mastermind, mad scientist ever in the history of humanity. And that's what he's trying to do. Now, I'm going to give a talk at an upcoming conference in Branson, Missouri, in mid-September. I think it's September 13th. You can find out details at gen6.com. That's G-E-N-6.com, like Genesis 6, but shortened. Gen6.com. I'm going to be talking about this topic and going into a lot more detail. Because the answer is Bill Gates and his other globalists, they are taking orders from another intelligence, we'll say. Another intelligence that is literally trying to prepare Earth for a post-human era. They want to eliminate all humans. And so their goals coalesce with Bill Gates temporarily, who wants to kill off most humans. And the globalists think that they will be the ones who are the survivors who will inherit the planet. And that's why they're willing to go along with this to kill off billions of people. But what they don't realize is that there's a plan to eliminate them too. Because ultimately, the goal is to kill all humans on planet Earth and to have the Earth prepared for what I call a post-human era. Now, you may not think that that could possibly be true. I get it. You know, look, we live in a world where information, it's hard to understand. It's hard to grasp the reality of how insane things are and what's really happening around us. I mean, even 5 years ago, no one would have believed, like if I said to you 5 years ago, there's a guy named Jeffrey Epstein who runs a child rape temple on a secret island, and he flies globalists there to have them rape children on camera so he can blackmail them to carry out, you know, blackmail operations. And that he lives in New York, and he's a millionaire, but he's basically a child trafficking pedophile for the globalists. If I had said that 5 years ago, or even a year ago, you probably would have said, that's impossible. That's crazy. What's crazy talk? What are you talking about? Couldn't possibly be true. Now, today, you know it's true. It's been exposed and covered everywhere. Jeffrey Epstein ran a child trafficking sex ring, and he served them up to globalists. I mean, that's what he did. He was a blackmail artist. And he built a satanic temple on a secret island called Orgy Island. And he flew people like Bill Clinton to the island to go have sex with children. And then he made videotapes of all that. And those videotapes may yet come out. We'll see. But the amazing thing about that is today we really have more social permission, I think, to talk about the deep reality of what's really happening, even on a cosmic scale. And I keep thinking about the late Jim Mars. Now, Jim Mars was a friend of mine. He died last year. And he wrote many excellent books, including books on the JFK assassination. You should read his books. Mars is spelled M-A-R-R-S. There's two R's. So if you look for his name, make sure you do two R's. Jim Mars told me once that he regretted the fact that he was researching and writing about so much reality, and he was being paid a pittance. He never made much money. He died working on another book that's a bombshell book, which has yet to come out. And he was documenting real history, the real history of the JFK assassination, the real history of the Nazis and the rise of the Fourth Reich in America. For example, did you know that NASA, the Apollo space program, was built by Nazis? That's not even a controversial fact. It's a mainstream historical fact. The United States ran what was called Operation Paperclip after World War II. And in Operation Paperclip, they took all the Nazi scientists who built the original V2 rockets. You know, the Nazi scientists were ahead of everybody in the world in their rockets and navigation, telemetry systems, propulsion systems, everything. V2 rockets were much, you know, very much ahead of their time. And the United States didn't want those scientists to go over to Russia or other enemy nations. So the U.S. recruited them, gave them new identities, brought them in to launch the Apollo program. So NASA has been led by Nazis since the end of World War II. And the only reason that America went to the moon is because of Nazis. That's not, again, that's no exaggeration. That is an historical fact. The Apollo rockets are Nazi designed rockets. It's all based on the V2 technology. Nazis still exist throughout, you know, certain parts of the government, we'll just say. But of course, the communists have also infiltrated to a much greater degree. That's a different discussion. Nevertheless, again, if I were to talk to you about this 10 years ago, you would think, no way, that couldn't possibly be true. Now it's people are pretty open to accepting the fact that, yeah, guess what? The Apollo rockets were engineered by Nazi scientists. Not that the Nazi scientists were agreeing with what Adolf Hitler did, but they were members of the Nazi party. They were scientists working under Hitler. And of course, some of them were threatened by Hitler. And they were trying to build an atomic bomb, by the way. But American scientists built it first. That's another interesting piece of history. But my point is, I think that humanity is open now to an even bigger truth, a cosmic truth. And that cosmic truth is very simple, that we are not alone in this universe. We're not the only intelligent civilization, in the cosmos. In fact, I'm not even sure that we qualify as an intelligent civilization at all. Because we are not alone in this universe, you got to understand the real estate that we occupy here, planet Earth, has intrinsic value beyond human economic systems. It has intrinsic value in cosmic economic systems. And there are some basic truths that are true across every intelligent civilization. For example, elements are elements. Water is water. Physical matter matters. Mass is real, and elements are real. The table of elements that we have here on Earth is a universal table of elements. Gold on Earth is gold on, you know, planet Zorg somewhere else. Gold is gold. It's a basic element of the cosmos, you know, defined by protons, neutrons, and electrons. And, you know, Earth didn't invent gold, right? It's been around for, you know, over 10 billion years in the history of the cosmos. It's made in exploding stars. And gold has certain properties that make it valuable for certain things, for certain industrial processes, for example. And water has certain properties that make it valuable. And a planet's distance from its local sun has certain intrinsic value and certain properties. A planet with an orbiting moon has extreme value in the cosmos because of the benefits that the moon grants Earth in terms of tidal, you know, tide patterns, planetary defense and observation, and many other things. The fact that Earth's axis is tilted relative to its orbit around the sun also has intrinsic value. The fact that the orbit is mostly circular rather than strongly elliptical, even though it's slightly elliptical, but that has intrinsic value as well, because it means there's a more stable climate for the development of life and living as a biological carbon-based life form, and so on and so forth. In other words, my point is, Earth has value to non-Earth civilizations, but humans have no value to non-Earth civilizations. You know why? Because 'cause humans are stupid. Humans are a suicide cult. Humans are self-destructive. And if humans are not stopped, as is believed by non-human entities, humans will destroy the planet that has intrinsic cosmic value. Thus, humans have to be stopped. And thus, the leaders of humans have to be given a script to follow to kill off most humans. Is it making sense now? Because the planet has to be saved. Not for humans, the planet has to be saved from humans. That's the thinking. That's all I'm going to say about this right now. But I'm going to give you a much more detailed explanation at the conference, the Gen 6 conference in Branson, Missouri. You can attend in person. It's 95% sold out. So there might be tickets left if you want to attend in person. Again, it's in Branson, Missouri. You can buy a live streaming ticket, I think, for $99, and you can watch all the guests, the presenters, over 3 days. And it's going to be a bombshell of information. I mean, just bombshell after bombshell. It's going to be amazing. Or you can buy DVDs after the thing is over if you want to see, you know, my speech or some of the other speeches. I'm going to be presenting a couple of hours of scientifically cited and supported information to back up everything that I've said here. I approach this from a, believe it or not, a rational point of view. Everything that I say here has evidence to back it up. It just requires big picture thinking about the cosmos and the fact that we are not alone, which, by the way, is something that has been really, really understood by some of the greatest scientists and pop culture scientists in the world, including, you know, Carl Sagan, for example, and, you know, authors and so on, science fiction writers, and some of the most respected science names in the history of science have said we are not alone. So that, you know, hopefully you don't think that's a fringe idea. If you think we're the only people in the entire cosmos, then that's a bizarre idea. Why would we be the only ones? We're not. Even if you believe in God and creation, why would God create this massive cosmos and put life on only one little tiny planet in one far corner of one galaxy among, I don't know, hundreds of billions of galaxies, right? It makes no sense. So look, you're free to believe whatever you want, of course, but you can have a little tiny mind, a little tiny view of just, oh, Earth, we're the only creatures in the universe. There's no life anywhere else. And, oh, everything we're told by the government is true. And we know everything about history. You know, if you have this little sliver of consciousness, that's fine. You're just a little tiny person. That's, I mean, I don't know. It's a comfortable existence for people. You can just go to Starbucks and you can, you know, you can buy your weed and you can toke away your mind. Whatever. That's fine. That's what you want to do. Do it. You're a narcissist, but whatever. Or you can have a big picture view of what's happening. You can understand we are not alone. There are civilizations far more advanced than us. That there is evil in the world too, that there is a plot to mass murder humanity, and that there is a plan for Earth after that happens. So maybe you're open to that explanation, maybe you're not. Fine with me, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all slated for termination, doesn't matter. And this, I mean, gosh, this whole life is just, it's a temporary thing anyway, because your soul is eternal. And, you know, we could talk about that later on. Your biological vessel that you call a body is just, it's just very temporary. It's inconsequential, by the way, in terms of what's happening cosmically. Your little tiny life is meaningless. Nobody values your life, not even here on Earth, and certainly not beyond Earth. You have zero contribution to the cosmos. Same here. None of us have any contribution to the cosmos. We've done nothing on Earth that would impress civilizations that are millions of years more advanced. We've done absolutely nothing in this physical realm. Now, maybe we've done things in the spiritual realm. Maybe we've served the interests of God. Maybe we've served, you know, protecting life and protecting light and truth and so on. So we're getting, you know, good karma for our souls. That matters. But all your little stupid inventions here on planet Earth, they don't matter at all. You haven't made a dent in any knowledge in the entire fabric of the cosmos. You've done nothing. You're a little speck of dust, not even a fly. Seriously, none of us matter in the cosmos. Inconsequential. So don't think that they won't just get rid of you like, bing, you're gone. Oh, your whole planet's gone because they want your water, they want your minerals, they want your orbit around the sun, they want your real estate. They just get rid of you in the blink of an eye. Doesn't matter. There's no value. I mean, they look at us the way that you might look at an anthill of fire ants in Texas. You walk along, there's a little anthill, a bunch of fire ants. You're like, oh yeah, we should poison them or whatever. You know, get rid of that anthill. That's the way they think of us. Make no mistake. There's no value to humans. Not in a cosmic scale. No value whatsoever. So don't give yourself more credit than you have actually earned. You've done nothing in your life that matters in the cosmos. Trust me. Again, maybe you've done something that matters to God, and that counts, and that's commendable, but nothing that matters in this physical realm, in this 3D universe of the cosmos. None of us matter at all. Inconsequential. So why then does it matter to know what's going on? Well, actually, in the long term, it doesn't, but maybe you're curious. Maybe you want to know what you're doing here, why you're here, and why you've been targeted for termination. Maybe you want to know what's next for our planet. Maybe you want to know the big picture. Maybe you're inquisitive. That's all this is about, is satisfying your curiosity. That's why I do what I do, just to try to open your mind to things that are happening and to just tell the truth as I see it and let you decide which parts you want to believe or discard. That's up to you. And the cool thing is I respect your right and your power to pick and choose whatever you want to believe. You can go as deep into that rabbit hole as you want to go, or you can just stay right on the surface and take the blue pill. That's fine. Take the blue pill. That steak is juicy and delicious. Dig in, man. Take the blue pill. It's easier. You'll have a comfortable life. But if you want to go down the rabbit hole, join us at gen6.com. Join us in Branson, Missouri. We're going to be digging deep in that rabbit hole. We'll take you through Alice in Wonderland in a way that you've never imagined before. That's what's ahead for you. So, thanks for watching. Share this video if you think someone else might find it interesting. We're all on the same adventure here together. It's a very limited adventure, time limited. We won't be around much longer. None of us will. But while we're here, might be cool to connect and share a few ideas about what's really happening. Thanks for watching. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com. For the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.